This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. The Denver Broncos are one step closer to buying the site of their planned new stadium in Denver. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports that the land now has a price tag.
Burnham Yard is 58 acres and offers a rare piece of undeveloped land near the city center. The Denver Broncos can get all that for about $46 million under a new deal approved by state officials. That is actually less than the state paid when it bought the property back in 2021, when land prices were generally higher. State and city officials also have tabbed tens of millions of dollars for improvements around the site. The Broncos are expected to sign off on the deal in the coming weeks. The payoff will be just enough to cover the loan the state took to buy the property. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
A bill to help economically distressed communities bring in manufacturing jobs is set to pass the House of Representatives this week. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports from Washington.
When Jeff Hurd introduced the Made in America Jobs Act earlier this year, he said it's about flipping the model and giving local communities the tools they need to compete for manufacturing jobs. The bill makes economic development grants available to projects that bring manufacturing jobs to rural and mid-sized communities and help local leaders get sites ready or improve infrastructure to attract companies that relocate there. The bill is on the suspension calendar, which indicates strong bipartisan support for the measure. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Yet another ski resort is closing early in Colorado. Monarch Mountain says Sunday will be its last day of the season. That's about 2 weeks earlier than originally planned. The announcement comes after several ski areas closed earlier than expected this past weekend as well. This winter's persistent warm weather forced Sunlight Mountain and Ski Cooper to shut down. Powderhorn Mountain Resort also closed on Sunday. It said it would reopen if weather improves, but that does seem unlikely, according to the weather forecast this week. This is CPR News.